What's going on, guys? It's Matt Prince here. This is the Matt Prince Podcast. Welcome back for another episode. Today's topic is this: you've changed. Now, I just had a massive aha moment, a massive realization that, to be honest, I don't know if it's going to be, if this might be the aha of the year. And what that aha moment is that I have changed. I was like, holy shit. I had it pointed out to me. I was telling somebody just before, like, I've always run this pattern. I always run this pattern of I go really, really, really hard, and then I crash and I burn out, and I'm in a shit mood or shit state for maybe 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 3 months, 2 months, you know, a week, 2 weeks, could even be like multiple months in a row. And this is across the board. I look at that in my body, my mind, the relationship side of things. I sort of isolate myself, and then in the production, like, I'll put the business on a plateau when I'm in this state. It's no good. Nothing good happens in this state when I'm here. And in the past, it's been because I've basically just burned myself out. I've done too much work. In the past, I've done, you know, 10, 12, 14, 16 hour days for, you know, 5 to 6 days a week for long periods of time, with no downtime to look after myself. Or if I was having downtime, I was smashing myself training, like absolutely annihilating myself so I could get fitter, stronger and faster and all that sort of stuff, which is really fun in theory, but it burns you out quickly. Now, as I was having this conversation, I was saying, hey, look, this is what I do, this is my pattern. And then I was explaining, basically the question was, hey, how's your week actually look now? I'm like, oh, well, this is what I'm doing. So I coach in the nights. I do a little bit of business work. I start around like 3 o'clock. I usually finish by about 8:30 each night. And then in the mornings, I get up at early. So I'm probably up at like 5 or 6, and I'll do sort of, you know, it might be like a couple hours of planning and growth stuff and reading and that side of things. Then I'll train, and during the day, I might do a little bit of reading, or I might just go for a walk, or I can do a float or whatever I need to do. And I go sort of go by feel. If I'm feeling really tired, I'll have a nap. You know, it just depends on how I feel. But a lot of it is controlled now. Like, I feel that I'm in control of it. I've got a pretty good schedule. And it's just pointed out to me. They're like, hey, you've attached yourself to your old self. You've actually changed. What you believe in my, or what I'm believing in my head is my reality, isn't my reality anymore. It once was, but it isn't anymore. Now, it got me thinking, this is something that a lot of people have, they have troubles with in their body. They might have been a fat kid growing up, or they might have had a lot of weight throughout their early adulthood on their body. So in their head, they see themselves as the fat kid or the fat person, right? And they link themselves to that. They don't see a different possibility that, hey, look, they're training now. You know, with us at Royal Fitness, or, you know, depending on where you're at in the world, but like, if you say with people at us at Royal Fitness, some of the people in the gym that have that link to that being the bigger person, this fucking unreal in their body in fitness and stuff like that. All they need to do is start making that shift mentally, and they would see themselves as a different person. They would see some of their habits in their diet change a little bit more at a deeper level, and they would start to progress faster. Right, it's that linkage of your mindset around who you are is the result that you're going to show up as. All right, I was saying, like, hey, I've been feeling, you know, pretty great lately mentally, and I was like, oh, maybe it's because I'm not who I used to be in the past. Maybe it's not, I'm not running the same patterns that I was in the past. Now, when I've made these leaps in my body, when I'm like, okay, cool, I am now, I train like a fighter rather than train like a powerlifter who does fighting. Because fighting doesn't help powerlifting. Powerlifting can help fighting, but you need to be strategic with it. You need to be smart with it. So that's essentially how I'm training. I'm doing like the strength club programming plus fighting, and that's working very well for me. That's helping me massively because I've shifted my focus. It's like, hey, if my elbows are a bit beat up because I've thrown too many punches or I've been armbarred the day before, I don't need to hit a bench PB. I don't need to hit the 80%. I can go to 75%, get a good workout in and still progress, right? So this mindset shifts have been massive. Now, think about it in your mind. A lot of people link their current reality to their past, right? What's happened in the past is defining them right now, and that can really fuck you up. You're not that person anymore. I'm not that person anymore. We have changed. We have grown. We have new skills. We have good shit going on. Or if you're in a shitstorm right now, You've got skills that can get yourself out of that, and it's up to you to start to go, okay, cool, this has happened. This is the chaos going on around me. This is what I'm going to do to get out of it and start working towards that and start shifting your mind with it as well. Same deal with relationships, right? Same deal with business. If you're in a state right now of in the past you've been someone who maxes out credit cards and stuff like that, that's not you anymore. If you fix that problem, if you're still in that spot, if you're living like in this state of chaos there, same deal. Up-level your skills so you become a different person in the journey. Now, I know this is, I know this might just sound like, Matt, how could this be your biggest aha for the year that you're not you who, you're not the same you that you had 6 months ago? But to me, it's really, really a big breakthrough, right? For you, it might be something to look at. I can say, hey, look, wherever you were a year ago, you're not that person anymore, all right? Wherever you were like 3 months ago, you're not that person anymore, especially if you're doing stuff, you know, productive to grow and expand, because that's what I do. That's how I live. I do stuff based off growth and expansion. And in that game, it just makes sense that I'm changing as a person, as a fundamental human being. And I can guarantee that you guys are too if you're following that same methodology. Now, what I want to question you guys with today, I know, again, this sounds a little bit whacked out, but it's big for me, so I need to talk about it. But my question for you today is simply this: where in your life have you changed, yet you still have an attachment to your old belief systems or your old patterns? Where in your life, across your body, across your mindset, across your relationships, across your business or your career or your production, have you changed and transformed into a new being, yet you're still believing that you have those old patterns? Part two to that: what is the next step for you to be able to get present? What do you need to do today to start seeing yourself as who you are today, to become present, to become a part of the actual reality of what's going on? All right, guys, that's all I've got for you guys. I hope that helps out in some way. For me, it's a big shift. So if I can give it back and pass it on to you guys, great. If not, good luck. I'll talk to you all very, very shortly. You have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.